The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Welcome in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. I'll start off with my sincere apologies to anyone who's sick of hearing my voice yet this morning. Not done yet, no. But we have Rose Gray in here, and that's what everybody is looking for. Rose, it's a pleasure to be hosting the show with you this morning.
Thank
How you doing?
I heard Abby mention that she was a little raspy today because she was at the game last night. I was at the game last night. However, I am not a screamer. Now, I'm sure if many of you listening find that shocking, but I'm an internalizer.
No.
I just hold it all in. So I just want to give a shout out to the gentleman who was sitting next to me who kept going, "Lady, relax. They got this. Lady, relax. They got this." And he was right. So
I'm sure there's no better way to get you to relax than by looking you in the eye and saying, "Lady, relax." I'm sure that's a great way to get the job done.
Oh, my gosh. That was so stressful.
Yeah, I've also got a bone to pick with you because I was at a professional sporting event last weekend as well. I went to see my Chicago Bears take on the Detroit Lions. And you may or may not have fired off a tweet at me telling me to seek professional help for going to see a Lions-Bears game on
a
Sunday.
I think I did.
And, yeah, well, we'll just say that. That might be something that's needed. I was also getting a little rowdy in the stands. But when it's a home game, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Of course. And, man, I'm telling you, I've been at a fair share of Brewer games this year, but the crowd brought it yesterday at that Brewer game. Oh, my gosh.
The energy was electric.
Do it again.
Even just watching it on TV. So you're not heading back tonight?
No, actually, the two of the people I was with are doing it again. I don't know that I have it in me to do it a second day in a row. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure the guy who was sitting next to you has it in him to listen.
Well, this must have been torture for him to watch me because I just clench my fists and put my head down and but it's all good. It's all good. I'm not worried.
Yeah, they got the win, so that's all that matters. And again, another plug, we got Brewers coverage starting at 3 this afternoon. Matt Pauly will be all over yesterday's win, so make sure you tune in for Brewers warm-up at 3 this afternoon. Couple of minutes before the break here, Rose, it's been a little while since I've hosted the program with you. What's new over at Fox World Travel?
Well, new stuff is happening. October 20th is the World Tour Showcase. You are not going to want to miss this. We are partnering with our platinum partners, Avalon, Globus, Insight Vacations, Uniworld, and Brendan, to bring you all of the river cruise and premium handpicked tours that we're going to be doing in 23 and a couple of new 22s that we haven't even announced yet.
Ooh.
So we're a little behind the eight ball this year, and I don't know how many years you can keep blaming COVID, right, for everything. But I mean, we are a little bit. But so we've got a couple more things happening in 22 we're going to announce. But there is some exciting, and I am not at liberty to let you even have a hint about what we're going to do in 23, but it's going to be great. You won't want to miss it. You're going to want to sign up early. If you want to go to that page, it's resources on our website, foxworldtravel.com. You'll find vacation travel shows and events. And there you'll actually find two events, Virtual On Stage Alaska. Now, this is different. It's 3 p.m.
Okay.
It's a 3 p.m. on a Thursday. We're teaming up with Holland America and one of the journey hosts, or several of the journey hosts possibly, that do the ground handling of our groups while we are actually in Alaska. Many of them live in Alaska. So this is going to be an exclusive to Fox event. And we've never had our next year's Alaska's out this early, and this is when we'll make those announcements. So
awesome.
Don't want to miss that either.
When you mention resources, that's at foxworldtravel.com. The tab's on the top of the page, real easy to find. And when you just even hover over it, there's that drop down, and you can get to everything else you were talking about there.
Yeah.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is wide open this morning. If you've got a question for Rose Gray of Fox World Travel, give us a call, 855-616-1620. If you're starting to plan a vacation, maybe you've got some unusual used sick time or holiday time at the end of the year, and now is the time when you're thinking about maybe starting to put something together with all of that, give Rose a call. She's an expert. 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show. We got more coming your way next here on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crowe, but you're not here for me. It's Rose Gray, the expert. That's who you're tuning in to hear from. Rose Gray is with us this morning of Fox World Travel as well. Alrighty, we've got our first caller of the day. If you want to hop on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, wide open, 855-616-1620. You can send us a text message as well, but like we said earlier this morning with David Nason, Rose, we like to hear from the listeners.
We like to
interact with you. So that's why we like you to call in 855-616-1620 for your travel questions. Let's head over to Fred in Madison on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line. Hey, Fred, you're on WTMJ.
Good morning. Good morning, Rose. We're longtime fans. My wife and I are considering a trip to Cartagena, Colombia, and we're not finding a whole lot of information about reentry to the United States. I'm wondering if you can give us any information on COVID requirements or tests or anything like that.
Yeah, so what I did is I saw your question pop up before the break, so I took a couple seconds to just check it out. And it looks to me like just like any other country from in the United States from which you would be returning, you're going to be required to prove that negative COVID test taken within 3 calendar days of travel. Now, at one point in time, they were kept pushing the 72 hours. And recently, I've noticed that these have verbiage has changed to say 3 calendar days of travel. So from my perspective, what I can see on usembassy.gov and the CDC website, it looks to me like coming back from Colombia is treated exactly like it is from any foreign country. You just have to produce a negative test that you would have taken in Colombia 3 days prior to your return.
Okay. Do you think our hotel would help us with something like that, or have some more information, or can you suggest a place to go to get who might provide those tests for
us?
Yeah.
So it depends on what level of a hotel you're staying in. Typically, if the hotel itself, I would say, is a 4 or higher star property, they're going to have a concierge or someone at the front desk that can direct you. Typically, what they're going to do is suggest you go to a local pharmacy, because when we were still in the searching mode for what we were going to do when we were in France at the beginning of September, we reached out to Uniworld, who is the ship that we were sailing on, and they said, we don't know exactly how we're going to organize your testing yet, but in the event you need to know now how you would handle that, any local pharmacy is providing those right now. And truth be told, those are usually less expensive than if they actually do something and bring somebody on site for you. So that's the way they handled it. I would anticipate that's how they would do it in Colombia as well.
Okay. Thank you very
You're
much
welcome.
For the information.
And go to Colombia. I think that's fabulous. Call and tell us all about it.
Yeah, once you go, make sure you call us back and let us know. Thank you very much, Fred. A fan of yours, Rose. Been a fan for a long time.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Fred. We've got Howard, who's in Waukesha as well. He's got some questions about some international travel. We will get to Howard on the other side of the break. And don't forget, you can still give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open, 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. These are the nice touches we get, Rose, with having Isaac as our producer. Death Cab for Cutie coming back in for break. Nice touch there, sir. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Your news is coming up in a little bit, but if you want to get on and you want to ask Rose a question before that, give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open this morning, 855-616-1620. Let's head over to Howard, who is in Waukesha. Hey, Howard, thanks for waiting through the break. You're on WTMJ.
Thank you for taking my call. I have two fast questions. One, are we American citizens able to walk or drive into Mexico or Canada? And then I'm looking for some information for next year for possibly a guided tour of like Bavaria and the surrounding area.
Yes. So, yeah, if you are fully vaccinated, a fully vaccinated American citizen or green card holder can actually cross the border into Canada. It should not be a problem, and you just basically have to show your vaccine card. Now, I do know that some people that I talked to recently said they went ahead and did get the COVID test just in case the Border Patrol asked for that. So, yeah, I mean, we have not reciprocated very well with regard to those two countries. They've extended the land border restrictions for those citizens to come into the U.S., but you as a vaccinated citizen can go into Canada, and you don't even need to be vaccinated to go into Mexico.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then, with regard to that, what you might want to do is hop on that World Tour Showcase on the 20th of October, because we will be featuring a couple of tours that might pique your interest in that particular geographic area of the world. Have you thought about doing a river cruise in that area? Or are you thinking more that you just want to do like Austria and the southern part of Germany?
I really haven't. Yeah. I'm open, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm open.
You might want to consider that. That might be one way to achieve that goal, to see that part of the world by doing a Danube River cruise or a Rhine River cruise that reaches that area. But also, if we don't have anything in our group portfolio that meets your needs, we could certainly suggest several of our premium platinum partners that would be able to provide you with a very good experience. So, yeah, give us a call. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Thanks, Howard.
Alrighty, Howard. Hey, that better not have been you tipping your hand as to what new trips you guys are going to be announcing.
Oh, I've been sworn to secrecy, and they're listening, and I will be in a lot of trouble if I let it out.
The phone lines are going to start lighting up with the calls from Fox World Travel. The call is coming from inside the house on that one. We got a couple of minutes left before we get to the news at the bottom of the hour here, Rose. I know you wanted to talk about space available for some upcoming things, even in fall and around the Christmas time. What do you got for us?
Right, so people are saying, all right, I waited long enough. I feel like this Delta variant is starting to fall away a little bit. I'm feeling a little bit better about it. There are some great fall opportunities with Princess Cruise Lines, with some of our other partners, Apple Vacations, Delta Vacations. What you may want to do is take a look at our website, foxworldtravel.com. Go to travel. There you find the three divisions of our company, which is vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives. Under vacation travel, you will find hottest vacation deals. And one of them will say fall into savings. And we've got some pretty remarkable opportunities for you. Now Emerald in Cancun in the middle of November, the Riu Palace Cabo San Lucas into February. So for those of you who were taking a wait and see approach about this whole travel situation, you may be interested to know that you can still get some travel under your belt. And Alex, you hit it on the nail when you said everybody must have so much PTO to use. It's unbelievable because you didn't use it. You maybe like me don't really like to stay home on your days off. You want to hit the road. So we've got some really good deals for you. And if you're thinking about a Christmas break, it's not impossible. At this time of the year, in normal years, I would have been saying, yeah, you're kind of out of luck. We probably don't have any holiday space available. There still is holiday space for those of you who have some flexibility and are looking to maybe just get away, maybe going to do the old skipping Christmas thing altogether, or want to do some multi-generational travel. We can probably assist you with that.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, you hear all these stories about, especially on holidays, the airports being jammed and holiday travel numbers from AAA. We do stories on them every time we have a major holiday, but there are still some spaces available, you're saying. So even despite all of those stories and people cramming in, there is still some time to get in.
Yeah, we still do have reluctant travelers, and we have some people who have not taken the vaccine, and there are some resorts and some cruise lines that are requiring only vaccinated passengers register and take advantage. So I absolutely would suggest Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866, Go Fox Go. You are so right about callers. Like when we have callers calling into the show, they get precedence, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to get preferred treatment to the text line. It's the same way. Certainly we will answer your emails that you send to us via the contact us page on our website. But when you can talk to an advisor and they can ask you questions, what is it you like to do on your vacations in the past? What are you looking to get out of this mm-hmm. vacation? Do you want it to be relaxing? Do you want it to be adventuresome? We can talk to you more. We can probably give you better service that way.
866-GO-FOX-GO. That is the phone number. And again, Rose Gray from Fox World Travel is here. Like she said, we would love to hear from you this morning. So if you've got a question, give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open this morning at 855-616-1620. That is 855-616-1620 for the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. You can send us a text, but give us a call this morning and let Rose Gray help answer your travel questions. We'll get to all of that on the other side of the break, but right now as we check the clock and it's approaching 9:30, let's head to the WTMJ Breaking News Center and take a look at this morning's top stories.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome in to the second half of the program, the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday morning with us. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is here with us this morning as well. We are taking your questions this morning, your stories. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620. That is 855-616-1620. We've got Steve in North Lake. Wants to talk to us a little bit about Hawaii. Who doesn't love talking about that this time of year? Any time of year is good for Hawaii talk, really. Steve, welcome onto the program. You're on WTMJ.
Hi. So I don't know if other airlines do this, but Hawaiian Airlines invites you to bid for a first-class seat.
Oh, how did that work for you?
So I put in a lowball offer.
Okay.
I figured I'll do less than half price because normally first-class upgrade was like $750, and I lowballed down to $250. And actually got it.
Now, do you do this directly through Hawaiian Airlines website?
Yes.
Okay. And how many hours in advance were you able to do that?
They let you do it 48 hours in advance. No, they let you do it like 4 days ahead.
Okay.
And then they notify you in 48 hours prior to departure.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. So did you fly Hawaiian Airlines from the West Coast to Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay, so because it really wouldn't make much sense to do that inter-island, right? So how did you
No, not at all.
Okay, so how did you get from this area to the West Coast?
So actually deplore red eyes. So we flew to San Francisco. We actually have a relation there, so that made it easy.
Okay.
And then the next day we flew Hawaiian Airlines over to Hawaii.
Perfect. And what was the first-class experience like with Hawaiian Airlines?
It was utterly fantastic. Oh. They have lay-flat seats. Now, granted, it was an only six-hour flight, so it's not like we used them, but we flew first class there, and then we flew economy back, and what a difference.
Oh, wow. And the flight back, was that a red eye?
No.
Okay.
We flew back to San Francisco again, just to, again, avoid the red eye.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Well, good for you. And then can you just give us a little insight into what the COVID protocol was like when you were in Hawaii?
Okay, so you do have to get on their website, their Safe Travels website, fill out a whole bunch of information, including your vaccination card. I think I filled out that like three times on their site. And then you have to, within 24 hours of departure, you have to fill in some more health information. Then you get approved to come to the state.
Okay.
And then you get a QR code. Now, fortunately, Hawaiian Air takes care of all that. You end up with a green wristband, which allows you to walk right through the airport without standing in line and getting checked.
Perfect.
But as far as Hawaii goes, they still have everything in place, mask mandates. You need a vaccination card to eat at any restaurant. We stayed at the Disney Alani, so they made it easy for us. We just had a black wristband, which allowed us to go in any of their restaurants. But we went to a couple of other restaurants next door, and there we had to show our vaccination card, our safe travels approval, the QR code we got from Hawaii Safe Travels.
So if you're willing to jump through those hoops, it's very much worth it, right? I mean, how were the crowds? I mean, how was the occupancy at your resort?
It was about 50%.
Okay.
But also there was a whole bunch of activities that were closed.
Okay.
So we stayed at, like I said, the Disney Alani. All the children's activities were closed. The only thing for the kids to do was swim, which made the pools a little more crowded because that's where everybody was.
Sure.
But otherwise, it was enjoyable. I mean, we had a really good time, and we actually rented a car one day and explored the island on our own. Our intent originally was to island hop. We could not do that, not because of flights, but because of cars. I couldn't get a rental car.
Yeah. Yep, we're still experiencing that. They're still trying to beef those fleets back up from being depleted during COVID. So we have to be a little patient on the car rental thing. So good. Well, thanks for that too. And what's interesting is while we were on the phone, one of my insiders tipped me off and said that they think Aeromexico and WestJet, so that'd be a Mexican airline and a Canadian airline, allow you to bid for upgrades as well.
Oh,
so
there nice. You go. Very cool. Well, Steve, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, and glad you had a good time. Thanks for sharing with us.
All right, thank you.
That's Steve from North Lake here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Jason in Grafton has a question for us. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. And if you've got a question for Rose Gray or a travel story, give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open, 855-616-1620. We've got more coming up next here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Boy, the voiceover guy just kind of said it all there, didn't he? No need for me anymore.
All the work.
No one does it better. It's Rose Gray from Fox World Travel here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow, hanging out with you for the next 15 minutes or so as well. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We are starting to see a couple of texts come in, 855-616-1620. Remember, if you want to give us a call, we'd love to talk to you. Jason in Grafton has a question for us. Rose, thanks for waiting through the break. Jason, you're on the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ.
Good morning. I got a question for you. We are traveling to Aruba over Christmas. And with the vaccine cards and everything, I know you have to, you got to get insurance and like COVID insurance, and you have to get all your pre-check stuff or whatever with a test or whatever. But I was wondering about the vaccine cards. You can get an app that you can download your card to on your phone. Is that good enough, or do you have to carry the physical card with you?
I still am suggesting that you carry the physical card with you. Mm-hmm. Now, normally, I would not be an advocate of that under different circumstances, but the thing is, right now, if for some reason something went awry with that app that you downloaded, I just saw it happen at the Cancun airport.
Really?
And somebody couldn't get it. What I'm suggesting is I would have the physical card and I would carry that as I would treat my passport, like gold. I actually have my COVID vaccine card in my passport so that I hold on to that very tightly. I have a photo of it in my wallet on my iPhone so that I can get it very quickly if I have to do that. And I do have another paper copy with me in the event that somehow, some way the passport would get lost or stolen. I have a paper copy of it. So I'm right now treating that vaccine card like I would treat my passport.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, yeah, I got the card in my wallet in case I need it. I figure it's, you know, it's going to be treated like cash or cards or something like that. So you're not going to want to lose it. And I have the picture on my phone, the same thing as you, so that if you can go through and you can get it right off your phone like that, that would be the easiest way. But you're right. If you're relying on a third-party app, it could go down. You could not have access to internet if you need it to be able to connect to that app. Any of those things could happen. And Murphy's Law, if anything bad could happen in the airport, it's going to happen, right?
And the thing is, I don't need a bunch of people calling and saying, okay, boomer. But here's the deal. I'm perfectly fine with my Packer tickets on my phone. I'm mm-hmm. perfectly fine with my Brewer tickets on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly fine with that because I'm in the United States of America and something goes awry at Lambeau Field mm-hmm. or at AmFam Field, I think I can go to the will call window and get some help.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in a foreign country and you say, I can't get my phone to work, I don't have an app or whatever it might be, it might be a challenge. So I just like to treat that COVID card for now like I would treat a document as valuable as my passport.
As if it's your passport. I like it. We've got a couple of questions that are coming in here on the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line here. They're wondering, is there much going on in Vegas that's open right now? I think, yeah, most of Vegas is,
yeah,
right?
If you listen to Steve Scafidi, he just was there not too long ago, and Jeff Wagner was just there last week. And there are some requirements. You have to wear a mask in a lot of places. There are more and more shows are opening every week. I get a list from the Las Vegas Visitor and Convention Bureau, and every week it seems like they're announcing new shows are opening up, just like on Broadway. So things are opening up. If a mask is a nuisance or an annoyance to you, that may be something to consider, because to go into some of the casinos and to go into some of the restaurants, you have to have the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
But again, most people are willing to do that if it means traveling. So, yeah, Vegas is up and running, baby.
There you go. We got to take another quick break. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line still open at 855-616-1620. We'll come back, put a bow on it, and wrap things up after this on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray from Fox World Travel is with us as well. You want it to start expanding a little bit soon. I saw a news story about William Shatner getting ready to head into space, apparently, on Amazon's rocket. So,
and he's old. Really old.
Thank you for explaining that to us, Rose. Let's head over to Laura in Greenfield. Laura's got a question for us. Hey, Laura, you're on WTMJ.
Hello. I am wanting some advice or some direction. So I am headed to Hawaii in December for a wedding. I have recently recovered from COVID. I do not have my vaccination and was pretty ill. I had to go in and receive the antibody treatment. And due to that fact, I cannot get a vaccination until a minimum of December the 19th. It will make me deathly ill if I do so. So I am wondering what your suggestion is. I've been told I need to possibly contact the travel bureau there or the government to get some kind of exemption card that I have to upload all of my documentation stating that I was sick, that I've had COVID, that I received this infusion. What are your suggestions?
I think whoever gave you the advice that you need to contact the state of Hawaii is mm-hmm. probably accurate, because I can't imagine we would have access to any kind of a app or application or form that would give you some dispensation and mm-hmm. allow for you to cancel. I mean, or go without that. So I'm guessing you do have to probably Google something on Hawaii. on their State Department or something like that and start the process by probably phoning them, keeping in mind that their time difference is pretty drastic, and make some phone calls and see if you can get some help with that, because I would think you are not the only person in the world that has had this problem. Mm-hmm. So certainly you would think they have something in place for somebody like you where they're going to take a physician's letter and they're going to have some other things that you can do to get around that particular requirement.
Okay, yes, because I hate spending all of this money to go to Hawaii and not be able to go anywhere.
Right. I think that you're just going to have to reach out to the state of Hawaii, and they might direct you to their health department, or they might direct you to another department within their state government that's going to be able to give you some advice on that, because I've not heard of this before, but I can't imagine you're the only one that has had this problem.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm assuming that it's time sensitive since I'm leaving the 6th of December.
Yeah, I would say I would get on that probably right away. And again, keep in mind they've got a little time difference, so you got to wait a little bit to call them in the morning.
Yeah, got a couple of months there. So thank you for the phone call. Or a couple of, so thanks for the phone call, Laura. I was going to say a couple of weeks. I guess you could say whatever you want. December's coming up. Couple of weeks, couple of months, whatever you want to say. Rose, we got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk real quick about what you guys have coming up in Fox World Travel again.
We do, because this is coming up faster and faster than we anticipated as well. This is the World Tour Showcase. We just announced this Monday, so we're taking registrations now. You can do it online. It's pretty simple. Go to our resources tab at foxworldtravel.com. You'll find the vacation travel shows and events. There you will find not only the past recorded Fox Group Travel series for Croatia, Iceland, and Switzerland, which I might suggest if you didn't have time to listen to those. They're 30 minutes. The World Tour Showcase on October 20th is going to be an hour. It's at 6 p.m. And we are featuring Avalon Waterways, Globus, Inside Vacations, Uniworld Boutique River Cruises, and Brendan Vacations. And so we're going to talk about what we've got coming up in 2023. Can you believe we're talking about 2023?
I can't believe we're already 2 weeks into October. This is insane.
Frightening. And so we've got a couple of, we know we've hit on our 2022 tours pretty well throughout the last several months, but we want to remind you about those, and also there'll be a few new ones sprinkled in as well. And then on the 28th, this is something new. This is a little bit different. This is going to be a 3 p.m. virtual on stage Alaska, 3 p.m. on the 28th of October. We've never, ever put out our next year's Alaska this early, but we know Alaska's going to be huge. We know people are going to want it. We've still got space for 22.
Okay.
If you want that, but if you really want to hold off until 23, virtual onstage Alaska with Holland America, one of the journey hosts, or maybe several, and my good friend Colleen Alsberg and myself will be handling all of that for you.
And you mentioned you guys love phone calls and helping people out. How can they get a hold of you at Fox World Travel?
And Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Again, if the person on the other end of the phone can't help you, we've got somebody in our great big stable of fabulous, knowledgeable travel advisors that we can put you in touch with, and they can help you with any specialized requests that you might have.
Perfect. Well, Rose, it's been fun back in the hosting chair
hanging
with you.
Out.
I think we're doing this again one more time in the month of October when Dayton is out. So he is a grandparent now. He's got lots of responsibilities he's got to take
true,
care of.
It's true.
So it's been nice hanging out with you. We'll do it again later this month.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
And again, this has been the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. You can check him out, Fox World Travel. .com. Coming up next, it is Danny Clayton and the crew with Annex Wealth Management. Money Talk is on the way. That is after the news, right here at the top of the hour on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.